Hi everyone. I want to share with you some exciting plans we've got for a new ministry which is about to launch. I'm referring to the Words for Life Daily Devotions. Christians throughout the ages have always considered personal Bible reading to be an essential element of the Christian life. Jesus himself says when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, says, "Man does not live by bread alone, but rather from every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Our life, our spiritual life, depends on our regular intake of God's word. Now, of course, we do that in church and in growth groups, but there's something special and essential about getting to know God and relating to him as our Father through reading his word. And that's maybe this is something you've been reminded of as we've been working our way through this Words for Life series. We want to help you as much as we can to develop and sustain the habit of personal Bible reading. So what are these Words for Life daily devotions? Well, it's an ongoing, simple resource to help you engaging with God's word on a regular basis. The format's simple: a Bible passage, followed by some reflective comments, followed by a suggested prayer. There's a couple of ways you can access it. The main way we're going with at the moment is by an opt-in subscription email. Five emails will be sent to you throughout the week, Monday through Friday, and then there'll be a weekend edition on Saturday where we provide you with the passage that's to be read and taught on in church that weekend. We're also looking into recording it as a podcast, which we know can be really helpful to listen to God's word and think about it as we walk or exercise around the house or maybe on our commute. Now, perhaps you have doubts about all this. Maybe you're thinking, why are we producing another devotional resource when there's so much else out there that we can purchase and make use of? That's a really good question. That if you can find a resource or a reading plan or something that exists that helps you engage with God's word regularly, go for it. If we can point you in the direction of a resource, just get in touch. I'd love to be able to do that. Some of you might be thinking, well, I get emails all the time. I usually just delete them or skip over them. An email like this from the church every day is not going to change me. Well, you'd be right. Emails don't change people. Only God does that. We need to be praying that God changes our hearts, gives us hearts that delight in God's word, and minds and bodies that are diligent in reading his word regularly. Now, despite your questions and doubts, I want to give you three reasons why I'm really excited about the Words for Life daily devotions. Number one, it's going to be short and simple. The comments won't bombard you with details. It's not going to be like a commentary. It's more going to be like a short reflection. Number two, the comments are written by you. I've been asking a bunch of people, staff and others, to pick a book of the Bible, work through it, and write their own reflections. But what you'll be reading is a personal insight from someone about how that passage has impacted them. And thirdly, this is the kind of thing that we can do with others. We know you might want to get some friends together, get your growth group together, and all sign up and keep one another accountable. You can check in, send some messages, speak at church on the weekend, because you'll all be reading the same passages. So the last question is, are you interested? Speak to me if you want to find out more. But you can also use the QR code and head to the Church Hub and click on the Words for Life Devotions link. That'll take you to a page with lots of information about how it all works and a form where you can opt in to receive the emails. Whether you're involved or not, would you pray that we would have a strong culture here at Genali Anglican Church of regular personal engagement with God's word? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?